After presenting our court case, they brought out a propaganda, a concocted statement that Obi was soliciting for Christian support through Archbishop Oyedepo, which of course was a concocted lie, because Obi has stayed consistent on the issue of issue-based campaign, and he has also maintained that you shouldn't vote for him because he's a Christian, nor vote for him because he comes from a certain part of the country. This has been established. Knowing fully well that he has already been able to resonate with the Nigerian youth, they now brought in the issue of division of tribal and religious sentiments. While they are the ones who actually run on the Muslim-Muslim ticket, ignoring the Christendom faith in Nigeria. At the same time, they are now using cronies and surrogates to tell him to leave the country so that they can perpetuate the heinous crime against the people. And Peter Obi has come out and said he is not going anywhere. Neither are we. We are all here in Nigeria, and we are going to battle this illegality legally.
But let me ask you, who is telling Peter Obi to leave the country?
Oh, individuals call on phone to tell him that they are advising him that it is better for him to leave the country, that this country is not safe for him and all. So it has gone to that level of threat to life and threat to our family. But we are resolute and focused. Nigeria is our kettle of fish, and we will make sure that we defend it.
I'm kind of confused. Why would the APC or the government or whoever it is want to threaten Mr. Obi or you? In fact, you just had an election. The election is over, although there's still some court proceedings. Why would somebody want to threaten you?
One, because we hold the aims. Our court case is very solid and cannot be tampered with. Considering the fact that we're challenging the legality of Tinubu for contesting the election, we're challenging because he did not provide his prerequisite document for contesting the election. Two, we are also challenging the fact that he was already a charged felon in the United States on drug issues. We're challenging that. We're also challenging the process of the election, which has been contradicted by INEC itself by not posting the result on the IRS server as enshrined by the provision of the Electoral Act and pronounced by INEC itself. And so all the votes that were already being enshrined to Tinubu and his political party were null and void. And we are also challenging the simple fact that he did not win 25% and enshrined by the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria in the Federal Capital Territory. And so on these five count charges, we are asking that the election should be annulled and redone. So in that case, we are already a threat to the calling or actually inauguration of this so-called president. And we command a lot of respect from the Nigerian people, especially the Nigerian youth. So we are being seen as a threat. And that is the reason why we must get out of the country or being advised to get out of the country so that they can actually constitute their illegality against the Nigerian state.